Hello, and welcome to the Italian Threat Intel Weekly Podcast for the week commencing the 29th of April, 2024. In InfoSec news this week, a new campaign tracked as DevPopper is reportedly targeting software developers with fake job interviews in an attempt to trick them into installing a Python remote access Trojan. The developers are asked to perform tasks supposedly related to the interview, such as downloading and running code from GitHub, in an effort to make the entire process appear legitimate. However, the threat actor's goal is to make their targets download malicious software, which then gathers system information and enables remote access to the host. This according to analysts at Securonix. The campaign is likely orchestrated by North Korean threat actors based on the observed tactics. The connections are not strong enough for attribution at this time. However, the DevPopper attacks do involve a multi-stage infection chain based on social engineering designed to deceive targets through a process of progressive compromise, which does match the operating procedure of North Korean actors. The attackers initiate contact by posing as employers who are looking to fill software developer positions. During the interview, the candidates are asked to download and run what is presented as a standard coding task from a GitHub repository. The file is a zip archive containing an NPM package, which has a README as well as a front-end and back-end directory. Once the developer runs the package, however, an obfuscated JavaScript file hidden inside the back-end directory is activated. A sequence of events occurs to facilitate infection, and once the RAT is active on the victim's system, it collects and sends basic information to the command and control server, including operating system type, hostname, and network data. According to Securonix, the RAT supports extensive capabilities, including persistent connections for ongoing control, file system commands to search and steal specific files or data, remote command execution capabilities for additional exploits or malware deployment, direct FTP data exfiltration from high-interest folders, and clipboard and keystroke logging in order to monitor user activity and possibly capture credentials. Although the perpetrators of the DevPopper attack are not known concretely, the tactic of using job lures as a bait to infect people with malware is still prevalent, and people should remain vigilant of the risks. Researchers note the method exploits the developer's professional engagement and trust in the job application process, where refusal to perform the interviewer's actions could compromise the job opportunity, which makes it extremely effective. North Korean hackers have been using the fake job offer tactic for multiple operations over the years in order to compromise targets over various platforms. There have been numerous reports last year about North Korean groups using the fake job opportunities to connect and compromise security researchers, media organizations, software developers, especially for DeFi platforms, or employees of aerospace companies. The UK National Cyber Security Centre, or NCSC, is calling on manufacturers of smart devices to comply with new legislation which prohibits them from using default passwords, coming into effect April 29, 2024. The law, known as the Product Security and Telecommunications Infrastructure Act, or PSTI Act, will help customers choose smart devices which have been designed to provide ongoing protection against cyber attacks, according to the NCSC advisory. To that end, manufacturers are required to not supply devices which use guessable default passwords, provide a point of contact to report security issues, and state the duration for which the devices are expected to receive important security updates. Default passwords can not only be easily found online, they are also acting as a vector for threat actors to log into devices for follow-on exploitation. That said, a unique default password is permissible under the law. The law, which aims to enforce a set of minimum security standards across the board and prevent vulnerable devices from being corralled into a botnet, such as Mirai, applies to a number of products which can be connected to the internet. This list includes smart speakers, smart TVs and streaming devices, smart doorbells, baby monitors and security cameras, tablets, smartphones and consoles, wearable fitness trackers including smartwatches, and smart domestic appliances such as light bulbs, plugs, kettles, thermostats, ovens, fridges, cleaners and washing machines. Companies which fail to adhere to the provision of the PSTI Act are liable to face recalls and monetary penalties, attracting fines of up to £10 million, or $12.5 million US, or 4% of their global annual revenue, depending on whichever is higher. And a new malware, which has been dubbed Cuttlefish, has been spotted infecting enterprise-grade and small office home office routers to monitor data which passes through them and steal authentication information. Black Lotus Labs examined the new malware and reports that Cuttlefish creates a proxy or VPN tunnel on a compromised router in order to exfiltrate data discreetly while bypassing security measures which detect unusual sign-ins. The malware can also perform DNS and HTTP hijacking within private IP spaces, interfering with internal communications and possibly introducing more payloads. Although Cuttlefish has some code which overlaps with Hiatus Rat, which has been previously observed in campaigns aligned with Chinese state interests, there are no concrete links between the two at this time. The report says the malware has been active since at least July 2023, and is currently running an active campaign which is predominantly concentrated in Turkey, with a few infections elsewhere impacting satellite phone and data center services. The method for initial infection of the routers has yet to be determined, but could involve exploiting known vulnerabilities or brute-forcing credentials. Upon execution, Cuttlefish uses a packet filter to monitor all connections through the device, and when it detects specific data, it performs a particular action based on rule sets which are regularly updated from the attacker's command and control server. The malware passively sniffs packets, searching for credential markers within traffic, such as usernames, passwords, and tokens commonly associated with public cloud-based services such as AliCloud, AWS, DigitalOcean, Cloudflare, and Bitbucket. Quote, capturing credentials in transit could allow the threat actors to copy data from cloud resources that do not have the same type of logging or controls in place as traditional network perimeters. Cuttlefish is a serious threat to organizations worldwide, as it enables attackers to bypass security measures like network segmentation and endpoint monitoring and dwell undetected in cloud environments for extended periods of time. For small office and home office router users, it is recommended to reboot devices regularly as the infection exists in memory, apply the latest available firmware updates, change default passwords, block remote access to the management interface, and replace them when they reach end of life. Thank you very much for listening to the Italian Threat Intel Weekly podcast. Please don't hesitate to contact us to discuss any of the items outlined here, and thank you very much for listening.